My name is Maxine Kopsa. I'm the 2008 Hall Curatorial Fellow. I'd really like the visitor to start downstairs on the ground floor and to start with the Dexter Sinister's Black Whiskey ad, which functions here almost as though it's where a sponsor might have their logo instead of something else, and then move from there into the green room. So from the black room into the green room, where you'll see a functioning kiosk by Mark Camille Shamovitz that was produced here in the United States. And next to that, a 51-minute imageless film by Emily Wardell called Sea Oak about right-wing rhetoric. It's an interview with a left-wing think tank in Berkeley that no longer exists since 2008. As you move through the show, I think you move through different forms of communication, whether it be verbal or more gestural, linguistic, and that includes, of course, the works on the pause play. Three of the works in the exhibition are audio pieces, and they're included on pause play. One is by Jonas Olsen. It's a soundtrack that he created especially for the exhibition, with the exhibition's theme in mind. Another is by Paul Elliman. Paul Elliman is an artist and a designer who works with voice, so it was very logical for him to create a piece that was also specific for the exhibition for a pause play. And the third is an existing work. It's a musical lecture by the Collective Experimental Jet Set. And this is a lecture that is comprised out of 14 songs. And along with the songs, you can read the printed matter that they designed themselves with their explanations for why they selected each song. And that lecture is about how words fall short often.